ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
My wife said, "You need help." I said, "I know it. You know why I get help? Because I need help. I know I need help. And so I get help from God. I'm a dependent person. I'm dependent. I'm dependent on God." Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." You know, Jesus taught us. He said this. He said, "I only do what I see my Father do. I only speak the words that I hear my Father speak." I'm talking to you. I need help. Do you need help? Elijah needed help. And so he goes on the strength of that food and gets to the mountain of God. Look at what he did there. Now, I'm also in Romans 8, but I got to get back to this here too now. Now, just because you're a man of God and things are going well and you're seeing God do miracles, that doesn't mean you're not going to have any trouble. Trouble's coming, like it or not. Say this, get ready. Elijah lost his focus. So what happens here? 1 Kings. Now, you know, he left his servant there. I need to say this. Bible says when he took off running, he even left his servant there. Now, I don't know if the servant left him or if he left his servant there. I don't know. When I read about Elijah, he was kind of a strange guy. I mean, he was kind of weird in some, not in the area of the Word of God, but I mean, he was just kind of a strange guy. You know, each of us are unique. He was a little unique. And I don't know, but this guy left him or he left him. But you don't want to leave this man of God. I know how it is to feel all alone. I'll never forget, we were celebrating one of our anniversaries, and this one lady, church anniversaries, and she came up to me. She says, "Oh, Pastor, you've been with me all the way through. I mean, through my divorce, all this other stuff. I mean, God had blessed her. She was back on her feet. She was doing well. You know, her husband had been in adultery. So, I mean, thank God she got out of that. But she'd been restored. She was doing well. I mean, her husband had come. Her new husband had come. He got filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, you know, things were going good. And then she looked at me. She said, "But," and you've always been there for us, "but I'm leaving the church." And I went, "What?" I mean, what a thing to do on your church anniversary. And she says, "But I'm leaving your church and I'm going to another church now." And it wasn't even a spirit-filled church. I was like, "What?" I thought, "Oh, God, wait, what are you doing?" Just forgive them. Sometimes you got to say, "I forgive them," several times. Sometimes you have to say it every once in a while for about a week or two. You say, "You have to do that?" "Oh, yeah." But I said, "Oh, I forgive even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven me." Ephesians 4:32. Say this, I need help from God. I'm dependent on my Father, on the Son, and on the Holy Ghost, whom He sent. I cooperate with Him. So He gets there. He gets there. What does he do? Look at what he says. I like this. And the word of the Lord came to him, verse 9, back in 1 Kings. What are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, put your prophets to death with a sword. I'm the only one left. And now they're trying to kill me too. You ever feel like that? The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord's about to pass by. Then a great, powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face, went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, now watch this. I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. How many think he might have rehearsed this in his mind? Over, see, you get obsessed with this thought. I'm all by myself. There's no one else. Oh, my goodness. Poor me. What am I going to do? I've been zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broke down your altars, and put your prophets to death with a sword. Now I'm the only one left. Now they're trying to kill me too. But I like God. He asked questions. He says, what are you doing here? In other words, he's supposed to be doing something else. You're not supposed to be here. You're supposed to be there. Don't you remember what I told you? He is to continue with the last thing God told him to do. He is to continue with the purpose of God for his life. Now, we have an advantage from God called praying in the Holy Ghost. Because God, it says in Ephesians chapter 2, has made you his workmanship. What is that, verse 10? And he has paths for you to walk in. Well, how do I get to those paths? Well, the Word of God. Knowing who you are in Christ. But also praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Lord. Okay, thank you for reminding me of that. Okay. Woo, Jesus, I'm glad I'm in a Word church because you're getting some Word today. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Jude. See, I have an advantage over Elijah. Jesus said it's more expedient, good, and advantageous, it says in the Amplified Version, that I'm going away. Because if I go, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost to abide with you forever. Zibati inoko no, zimande no, ziman lo kose. Jude, verse 20, says this. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up. Who's supposed to do it? Me. Is God going to do it? No. Build yourselves up in your most holy faith or on your most holy faith, depending on your translation. How? Praying in the Holy Ghost. I like the Amplified Version. It says, make progress. How many like to make progress? Rise like an edifice. That's a building. Shh. It's a building. Whose building? Your building. It's your life. Make progress. Rise like an edifice. Higher and higher. Well, how do I do that? Praying in the Holy Ghost. God gives you the words. God gives you supernatural words. And when you speak them out, you are building your life. You're going where you're supposed to go. You are like doing road construction. You're moving out. You're moving on because you don't know everything. You can't see everything. But the Holy Ghost, he gives you the words and you speak them out. But if you don't speak them out, it doesn't get done. You see, John 10:10 says the thief cometh. He's always going to. What does he do? Steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come. He said, I've come. Now who are you going to turn to in time of trouble? Thank God at least Elijah ran to the mountain of God. You know, one day I was discouraged. I was having one of my pity parties. Now, if you're looking for a perfect person, you better just die, because that's the only one you're going to see is Jesus as perfect. See, I like to tell people about my victories, and I like to tell them about my problems and my situations I've been through, because I learn. God has showed me to have an open life because it helps other people. So one day I'm laying in bed having a poor pity party as a pastor. I'm laying there in bed and I said, God, this, I don't know how many years ago this was. I don't know. I just know it was long ways back now. 20, 30 years, I don't know. So I'm laying in bed. I said, God, I said, I don't know anyone. Now, sometimes when you're in the ministry, you see people doing different things, and you see people that are born into famous Christian families, and so in one sense, they do have an advantage, you know. And so I was thinking about some different ones, you know. I said, God, I said, I don't know anyone. And you know what he told me? In my spirit, I heard the voice of my spirit, that gentle, 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 quiet voice. You see, I believe in miracles. I believe in the power of God. But God isn't in the earthquake. He's not in that fire. God is the one causing those things. But God is God. And he's come to live and abide in you. And so he speaks in here. And it came up in my spirit. And he said this. My spirit. Not the loud clear voice of the Holy Spirit. I've had that. Ooh. Not because I was spiritual either. But he came up in my spirit. And he said, you have me. And I start crying. I said, oh God, you're so right. You have him. You're not alone. You are not alone, brother. You're not alone, sister. I mean, God is here. He's not just here. He's here. He's here. And so in trouble, God will ask us questions sometimes. When we're in trouble. And it's interesting, God let Elijah complain and pour out his soul. Now, he didn't let him do it forever, but he let him do it. And then he drew him back. He said, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? God had told him to get out of that cave, and sometimes it takes a long time to get people out of a cave. They want to stay in that cave. They want to isolate. They want to be by themselves, you know. Oh, poor me. Oh, my goodness. What am I going to do? Well, that's why you got the helper. Oh, God, would you help me? He gave you the help. It's called the Holy Ghost. Reach out in faith. Yes. Get in the Word of God. Yes. Feed on the promises of God, but also the whole Word of God, not just the promises. You need the corrections. You need the instructions. You need the rebukes. You need them all. Don't you just feed on the promises. You need it all. Preach the word, be instant in season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. I tell people in my church and I tell people where I go, listen. You're not supposed to feel comfortable in the church all the time. I've been sent to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. And if you're just comfortable all the time, something ain't right, honey. You better reach out to God. You need more of the Holy Ghost. You need more of God than you think. Yes, you can have a peace in your heart. Thank God for that. But listen, you ought to be reaching and moving and expecting. He's got more for you, brother. More. He's got more than you can imagine. So he brought him back to his purposes. And what did he say? He says this. Thank God. Thank God. Praise God. Oh, thank God. Praise God. Glory to God. The Lord said to him, go back the way you came. Verse 15. Stop running from your problems. You got to face them. Faith is not denial that there is a problem. Faith is, yeah, I recognize that's a problem, but I know what God said. And truth will change facts. Jesus said, your word is truth. Truth will change facts. Have the faith of God. Mark 11:22. And I've got many translations that say, have the faith of God. I don't make this stuff up. We didn't make this stuff up. It says, have the faith of God. For whosoever shall say to that mountain. See, it doesn't say there's no mountain there. Oh, no, there's no mountain. There's no mountain. Oh, there's no cancer. Oh, no, no, no. But it says, say to that mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. He'll have whatsoever he saith. And then say, Holy Ghost words. You say, as far as you know. See, I got here. I've been on over 40 mission trips. I've never lost any luggage. Never. Come here, no luggage. I have no clothes, no toiletries, nothing. I have nothing. But faith is like a magnet. One time I lost my wedding ring. Oh, that was trouble. See, when I got married to my wife, she says, I want you to wear a ring. I said, I don't wear anything on my hand. She said, you need to wear a ring. I said, okay. I listened to my wife. I said, okay. But I lost it. I didn't know where it was. But I told people, I said, faith is like a magnet. I said, you watch, it'll come to me. And a woman, I've been over there helping. And we've been there and looked, didn't see a thing. This is her testimony. She said, Pastor, I walked by that. It was a couch or a stuffed chair. I forget what it was, something like that. She says, I walked by it. I didn't touch it. And that ring popped out. She said, I don't know how it popped out, but it popped out. I said, faith is like a magnet. And so I was speaking that yesterday. I said, that's right, Jesus. Faith is like a magnet. It's going to come. It'll come. It'll come to pass. It'll come. If you find the promise of God over and over again on this, and it's open to you, you better speak that. it'll come. You'll have what you say. It came. That's why I got some different clothes today. But he gave him a purpose. How long do I have? I need to know. Only 5 more minutes? Okay, that's what I need to know. I knew I was something going on here, like I'm getting to the end. So what does he say? You got to face those problems. God gave him a purpose. He said, go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael, king over Aram. And also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. Anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from however you say it, to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael. Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve, you're not alone. I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, whose mouths have not kissed him. So he said, go back to your purpose. And now, I've got assignments for you to do. So there are people that need to come alongside this man of God and this woman of God, because God has purpose and a plan. He obeyed and anointed, gave and called Elisha. You see, one way anointings come is by environment, association, and influence. This is a man of God. Don't be like that servant and leave him. You don't want to do that. Then what are you left with? You're out on your own. You're not under authority. You're not moving in the body. See? You understand what I'm saying? You don't want to be a church hopper. If God brings you here, you stay here. This man does not have the personality of Elijah. Be thankful. Eso, makoto, imande, eso, lako. Thank you, Father God, for transfers, Lord. Transfers, transfers. Transfers, imati sikamande iganodo basekade ha. There are plans and there are purposes of God that need to be taught, that need to be caught, things that need to be done, and places where you need to go. So listen closely and be in my word, and then you shall grow. And then you learn to flow. Hallelujah. Now, if you're here and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the word of God says, hey, there's only one Savior. There's only one God. The word of God says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus Christ is your Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. You turn from your sin, you turn from your own way of doing things, and you say, hey, I know I need a Savior. You see, wherever I go in other nations, every ancient culture understood that blood had to be shed to receive forgiveness of sin and favor. Because in the beginning, when man sinned, he had to kill some innocent animals and cover it. And right away he said there was coming a Messiah that would shed his blood. And God is the Savior. And so, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages of that sin is death. Every time they'd have a sacrifice, it would remind them, I sinned, it cost a life. I sinned, blood had to be shed. The Chinese, I've been there over 30 times. They had a record of a 5,000-year record of something called a border sacrifice. And they would sacrifice to Shung Di, the Most High God. They knew in the beginning there was a Most High. Listen. Because all of sin, the Savior had to come from outside the human race. And the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And so I thought, oh my goodness. I mean, I preach in the jail and I tell people, I'd say, you know, you're stupid if you don't accept Jesus. You are stupid. He paid the price. He said what he'd do. He said after 3 days he'd rise from the dead. 500 people saw him at one time. They touched him. They handled him. Thomas put his finger where the holes were. He was here 40 days. And then he went to the Father's right hand and sent the Holy Spirit. And now you can become part of the family. Oh, what family? The family of God. Found out I had a father. See, my earthly dad was a lifelong alcoholic. It's terrible. And then I was going that way. Alcohol, drugs, immorality. When I found out about Jesus, I thought, wow, this is great. And then I found out I had a father. I thought, oh, change my life. The love of God in Romans 8. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. I'm persuaded nothing to separate me from the love of God. And so I came into the family. You can come into the family. If you're here today, you've never asked Jesus Christ to be the Lord and your Savior, Lord and Savior, you need to come to Him. Jesus said, come unto me. That's what He said. He shed His blood. He rose from the dead. He did it all. And now it's up to you. It's not up to God. If you end up in hell, that's your choice. You can come to God. Then if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues, well, praise God. You can get filled with the Holy Spirit this morning, speaking in tongues. The Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Now, if you're a backslider, you can come back. Prodigal son came back. You can come back. Amen. But you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, today's your opportunity. You can be filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues, and then you can start using this marvelous tool that God gives you. They're all filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Acts 10, while Peter preached these words, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke in tongues. Acts 19, when Paul laid his hands upon them, there was 12 of them. They received the Holy Spirit and he spoke in tongues and prophesied. Well, other things can happen, but they spoke in tongues first. God will put words of power in your mouth so you can go where you're supposed to go. Get where you're supposed to get. Do what you're supposed to do. And then you can be like the Apostle Paul. He said, I thank my God I pray in tongues more than you all. Now, there's also people that have been discouraged. But first, we got to take care of this. Is there anyone here who has never asked Jesus Christ to be the Lord and Savior of your life? Anybody here? Raise your hand. Or you got away from God, you want to come back to God. Anybody? I just want to make sure. That's important because without Him, I mean, without him, what are you going to do? You ain't going anywhere, honey. I mean, you got to get saved. Or backslider. Anyone? I just want to make sure. Anybody? Okay, you're telling me you're all saved. Well, are you all filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues? Anybody that's not been filled with the Holy Ghost, and you'd like to be filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues? You say, do I have to speak in tongues? Well, if you take a shower, do you have to get wet? Jesus said, he commanded his disciples to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And he said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You get full, you'll get. And if you ask, Luke 11:13, how much more shall my Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those that ask? You got faith to ask, you got faith to receive. Okay, anybody? Just want to see. Anybody? Are we all filled with the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues? Are we? Anybody? Want to make sure? Well, you have a well-taught church. That's good. Well, if you're not, you need to get up here. Now, there's people here that are discouraged. Been discouraged. You say, I don't want to admit I've been discouraged. Well, that's your problem then. See, first we got to admit there is a problem so we can get out of the problem. And so if you've been discouraged, I just want you to stand up. You've been discouraged? Stand up. Stand up. My goodness. Hallelujah. Amen. You say, I don't want people to know I've been discouraged. Well, that's a problem then. You're giving into the fear of man. Fear of man is a snare. But those who trust in the Lord shall be kept safe. You see, sometimes you got to admit a problem. You got to admit a problem. You got to admit a problem to deal with the problem. Dad used to talk about that. Faith is not denial. All right, now, I want people that the pastor knows to lay hands on these people. And we are going to stand in faith with them. Amen? So, I don't know any of these people. So, people that are next to them, that are committed believers, whatever, filled with the Holy Ghost, whoever, come on. I'm not going to lay hands on you. This is how I've been instructed. I've been seeing this in my spirit for this morning. And so you're going to know you're surrounded by a family. You're going to know you're surrounded by God. You're going to know you're surrounded by love. Nothing's going to separate you from the love of God. Nothing in Jesus' name. Oh, Zipaka. Father, we thank you. Oh, God, sometimes we just got to pour out our heart to God. We got to pour out our problems to God. We just pour it out. God, you see me. You know me. You know this situation. Oh, God, I've been obsessing over this, going it over and over and over and over and over again in my mind. Oh, God, why is that? What's going on here? What's up? Oh, God, I pour it out to you. I give it to you. I trust in you. Oh, masika la mande sokomande. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, I pour it out. I pour it out so you can pour it in. Oh, so you can pour it in. So you can pour it in. So you can pour it in. Izabati makadada. Zikadunga, Eshema, you're in a family. You're in a family of love. You're in a family of covenant. You're in a family of God. You're in a family. You are in a family. You are in a family. We are standing with you. You've come out of the cave. You've come out. You're standing in the light. You're standing in the presence of God. Oh, Jesus. You said if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Cleanses us from all sin. I let that discouragement go. I trust in God who even raises the dead. Esokoma emana maneda zika doka da. I am connected. I'm connected. I'm connected. I'm part of the body. I'm connected. I'm connected. I'm not alone. I'm His very own. And He lives inside of me, His home. And I'm connected. Esoma emanema dikodoko zimada nesko 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 nena nuzinganama no kanma oh esa liko aka nina nina moko nane zika nako nika Jesus oh ne yeah peace peace makada through the blood of the cross. The blood of the cross. The blood of the cross that has been shed. Oh, for me. For me. Ha, if God, if God, if God be for me. Woo, if God be for me. Who are you to be against me? You're nothing. Who? I am persuaded nothing shall separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And all the people said,
this message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,